It's here and now. Today, NPR aired an exclusive interview with President Obama. Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep talked to the president after his foreign policy speech at West Point. They talked Syria, Ukraine, Guantanamo Bay. And the president wanted to emphasize solving international problems, not just through the military, but collectively through multinational coalitions. Steve asked the president if he could sum up his policy in one sentence.
Is your sentence then pursuing U.S. interests abroad without going to war?
Well, there are going to be times where we might have to go to war. And that's why I think it's very important for us not to get into these simplistic ways of thinking about it.
Steve Inskeep joins us now from Washington. Hi, Steve.
Hi there, Jeremy.
So it sounds like you wanted the president to sort of verbalize what an Obama doctrine would be.
Yeah, I don't like that word doctrine very much, but other presidents, as we mentioned to this president, have been able to boil it down to not necessarily a bumper sticker or exactly a sentence, but a single idea. It was something that he was a little reluctant to do. He's a man who likes to get across the complexity of things to the public if he possibly can, and it certainly is a complex world that he and everybody else has to deal with. But I actually think that sentence that I suggested to him is not far wrong as a summary of the speech at West Point and the interview. He has been criticized, the president has, for being too reluctant, in the view of his critics, to use force. And rather than respond to that criticism by saying, wait, I am forceful, he has responded to that criticism by saying, actually, I am right. I am reluctant and I should be reluctant to use force. There are other tools that are better.
What else stuck out to you in the interview?
I think that this is a man who is comfortable with where he's going on foreign policy, or would like to present the view that he is comfortable with where he's going on foreign policy, even though he does have critics on the left and the right. But I want to mention this, Jeremy. The president in this speech and in the interview was more effective about saying what he did not want to do than what he wants to do. He speaks about not going to the extreme of another Iraq war that could last for years. He also doesn't want to go to the extreme of being a pacifist, and he can point out instances in which he has ordered greater use of military force or military intervention in places like Libya. But at the same time, even though he says he doesn't want to go to these extremes, it has been a little difficult for people to get their brains around just what it is that he does want to do in positive terms.
You asked him about Syria as well and how things have changed there and asked him how he's planning to move forward there. Let's listen to what he said.
Ultimately, I did not think then, and I still do not believe, that American military actions can resolve what is increasingly a sectarian civil war. And I also believe that ultimately the only way you're going to get a resolution that works for the Syrian people in the region is going to require some sort of political accommodation between the various groups there.
And Steve, you also asked him about whether there should be more aid from the U.S. for the Syrian rebels that are fighting Assad. What did he say to that?
Well, this is another area where I think we have an understanding of options that the president does not much like. He certainly doesn't want military intervention in Syria. He also doesn't want to do nothing. But there's not a lot of clarity, actually, on what the president wants the administration's policy to be as regards, for example, aiding the Syrian rebels. We heard in our interview the president said that conditions are worse for aiding the rebels right now because they're in a worse position, perhaps, than they were a couple of years ago. Yet he said their capacity to receive and make good use of aid is better, or at least the moderate groups, their capacity is better than it was in the past. Now, what is he going to do about that? That is not clear. The administration in recent days strongly signaled that they were heading toward greater military aid for the rebels. But a number of briefings with officials and other sources through the week have made it unclear that the administration has actually signed on to those increases or exactly what they would be.
You know, when I listened to your interview and when I listened to the president's speech, for that matter, I heard a lot of this talk of multilateral approach to problems overseas, not going to war when you don't have to. And I heard lessons from the Iraq War still resonating with President Obama. Did you hear that?
That is absolutely fair. It's something that he brings up a lot. And when he is saying the things that he wants to avoid, that's an excellent example of something that he says he wants to avoid. It's a war that he ran against. It's a war that his administration can say it brought to a close, or at least brought the U.S. involvement in Iraq to a close at the end of 2011. And even if the president were not haunted in some way by the Iraq war, it would be a reality. And that is something that any foreign policy expert will tell you. The United States is in a different position, for better or worse, because of that almost decade-long engagement in Iraq. The world sees America in a different way. World powers respond to the United States in a different way. The U.S. military is in a different position, having gained a lot of capacity they did not have before, but having also exhausted a lot of people and gone through the incredible stress and loss of a long conflict, not just in Iraq, but of course also in Afghanistan.
You know, something else he ran against back in 2008 that is still in existence today is Guantanamo Bay and the military prison there. You asked him about closing that, and here's what he said.
I think it is very important for us to close Guantanamo. I think it is very important as we end the war that originally gave life to Guantanamo, that we now wind it down.
Steve Inskeep, can he do that in his remaining time as president?
Well, he says he wants to do it. He said, not if I can help it. Will this still be open when I leave office and turn over the keys to my successor? But this must be one of the issues that has caused the president to speak in relatively modest or even humble terms about his place in history, about his legacy, about his position in the continuum of this country, because he went into office saying that Guantanamo Bay was something that was simply wrong. It was the wrong way to handle prisoners. It was outside the law, and that it was going to be closed in his first year. And year after year has gone by, and he's been unable to close it. It's such a complex problem to attack. And now here he is saying that he really, really wants to close this facility by the end of his administration. He has a handful of things, or a rather large handful, I guess, that he would like to get off his desk before he turns over the desk to somebody else, and that's one of them. And here we are years after he thought this would be done.
NPR's Steve Inskeep. And Steve, I have to say, when I hear you in the afternoon, and sometimes I hear you on All Things Considered, I wonder, is it 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning? And suddenly I slept in. But you're really here, right? You're really here with us.
I'm here as far as you know. And it's an honor to be on this program. Please invite me back anytime.
Oh, you are always welcome. Steve Inskeep, NPR's Morning Edition host. Thanks so much.
Glad to be here.
This is Here and Now.